Well, joining us right now for a look at how the COVID pandemic has been impacting his city is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
And again, I just want to thank you. You have me on every single week. I truly appreciate it. How are you doing today?
Doing well, doing well. So now, first off, what are the latest numbers in the city right now?
Yeah, so the numbers are reflected 492 loss of life, 231 active current cases, total count overall 29,610. So in terms of, you know, looking at the metrics and the numbers, Dr. Rick Herman, my medical consultant, and Dr. Eno Montessori, who heads up Board of Health, we're doing a deep dive every single day on the wastewater to get a better reflection of the hard numbers. And it really is a good indicator. There's a lot of people that are at home using their at-home testing that are popping positive, but it's not reflected in the city numbers because it's not reported through Maven, through DPH, through the state, or through the Board of Health. So, you know, the numbers are what the numbers are, and we're going to continue to, you know, do our vaccine clinics. We're doing them every Saturday and once a week as well during the week up at the Shaw Center. It's still a regional facility on Saturdays with Brewster and DPH. But, again, the numbers are going up a little bit, so we're keeping an eye on that.
And how are the hospitals handling it?
Yeah, the census numbers are pretty good at the VA, at Signature Brockton Hospital, and also Good Samaritan Medical Center. So we had a call on Monday. Also, Neighborhood Health Center was on the call, and Father Bill's meeting's bringing High Point. So, again, we're going to continue to be, you know, proactive and diligent and, you know, giving out shots at opening day for Little League. We've been doing that. We've been giving out test kits as well, and I'm heading over after I get off this call. We're doing a career fair with Plymouth County and the Plymouth County Sheriff and Plymouth County DA today. And, you know, we're giving out a table of at-home test kits as well there. So, you know, it's better than it was a year ago, Dan, but not quite as good as a few weeks ago in terms of the numbers.
And is this having any impact on the city schools right now?
No, we actually had a two-and-a-half-hour school committee meeting the other night. We went over the metrics as well and, you know, still just doing everything that we're doing. And, you know, if people want to wear masks, of course, they can do that. It's a personal choice. And the disinfectants and everything's, you know, we have everything. And we're working with Steve Hook, our director of Brockton Emergency Management. But, you know, it's not unique to Brockton. It's 351 municipalities in the Commonwealth. So we're going to continue to stay the course on that end.
Now, of course, the school year is going to be wrapping up fairly soon. How are summer activities looking? Is there going to be any restrictions, anything like that? How are that looking?
No, not at this time. No, we actually had a call this morning, and part of the school committee meeting the other night was to do the offering summer camps. Most of them are free through community schools, Brockton Public Schools, and you know we'll have two pools open. The city, we have the city pool on the east side, the Cosgrove pool, then we'll have the one up at Manning, which is behind Brockton High, next to the EDS skating rink. If people take their kids to hockey up there, so you know it's all systems go. We'll have the Mayor's After Dark summer program as well at Marciano Stadium. And I know the Brockton Rocks will be doing their baseball clinics as well, and we have the Get Ready program that I used to participate as a kid. So, you know, there is a lot going on right now, and, you know, the Act One, Scene One for Drama will be inside at Brockton High in the summertime in July as well. So it really is getting back to a sense of normalcy in terms of the offerings, and a lot of them are outdoors. So from a healthy standpoint, it just makes sense to continue that.
And speaking of outdoor events, you're continuing to have some flag raisings.
We've been doing, we're going to continue to do that. We, you know, it's important to reflect the diversity in the city of Brockton. And, you know, one thing we did just last week is we acquired 42 different flags and we installed a wall of flags in the mayor's office to reflect the different ethnic resident background here in Brockton. And we're going to rotate those on a quarterly basis to capture everything. So, you know, it's a fun thing to do as mayor, and it's someone that grew up in Brockton. I'm proud to come from the City of Champions. And, you know, yesterday I was able to speak at Massasoit Community College, South Shore Bank, had an annual meeting there, Dan, and you know, we had a lot of visitors to Brockton, so I was able to really, really showcase all the good things going on right now, from construction to development to real estate sales. There's a lot going on right now.
And actually, the city this weekend is going to be distributing smoke alarms. Did I hear that correctly?
We are. We partnered with the Red Cross. It's the same day we're doing Keep Brockton Beautiful, this Saturday up at West Middle School on West Street. And they actually, the Red Cross is going to have volunteers to actually go in and install 50. The goal is to do 50 that day of smoke and also carbon monoxide detectors as well. And, you know, it's a wonderful thing, and I'm really thankful for the Red Cross of Massachusetts to partner with us. And, you know, it's just, it really is just a great thing. It's a life-saving endeavor. And, again, smokes and carbons can be expensive, so these are free of charge. And if people are interested, they can reach out to the mayor's office, or they can show up on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock at West Middle School, and they can sign up with the Red Cross that day.
All righty. Well, we are going to have to leave it right there, Mr. Mayor, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. Have a great day. I'll talk to you next week.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you, sir.